Welcome to the Rome of Augustus and Virgil.
This is Professor Pat Licklider of the English Department of John Jay College.
This podcast will introduce you to some of the art of ancient Rome during the first years of the Roman Empire under Augustus Caesar. In doing so, it will help you understand the cultural world in which Virgil wrote his Aeneid. It will also show the ways in which his poem responds to the political, religious, and cultural program of Augustus Caesar. The tour begins outside the museum building. Listen to this brief introduction on your way to the museum. In the opening lines of the Aeneid, Virgil sums up Aeneas' struggles in Italy to found a new city. Quote, "So hard a labor it was to found Rome," end quote. Settling the Roman Empire into a semblance of peace and order was just as hard. You will look at the art of this period and you will see Augustus at work to unify the many different lands of the Roman Empire. During the 100 years before Augustus came to power, Rome had been full of turmoil and civic unrest. There were landless peasants, slave revolts, and powerful generals, each with armies, struggling for control. Augustus's name before he became emperor was Octavian. Octavian finally defeated Mark Antony and his Egyptian queen Cleopatra in 31 BC. He then set about creating peace in the vast empire. He sent the Roman legions out of Italy to seek foreign conquests. He shipped 250,000 Roman citizens abroad to live in and govern Roman colonies. He chose generals and governors himself so that they would be loyal to him. He took an official census of the entire population under Roman control so he could set up fair taxation to pay soldiers. He often appeased the landless peasants of Rome by regularly using his own money to give them free grain and entertainment, bread and circuses. Finally, he did nothing without the approval of the Roman Senate, so that he would give the appearance of having restored the Roman Republic. But in fact, he was a true emperor who held all the power. Once he had the power, he pronounced an era of peace. This Pax Romana lasted for hundreds of years. Here is some practical advice. Note that each object in the museum has a label. The label names and dates the object and explains it a bit. It also gives the object's museum number mentioned on this tour. Be sure you are looking at the correct object discussed in the tour by finding its number. Use the labels as well as wall texts together with this tour to help you understand the objects. Practice careful, slow looking, aided by the tour's many questions. Pause this tour whenever you need to in order to look closely at objects and to take notes and make sketches. Each stop on the tour is a separate track to help you find your way. Now, pause this tour till you reach the museum.